This is Todd Zwillick from The Takeaway. Well, the immigration debate is heating up in Washington and all across the country in this election year. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham caused some controversy last week when he suggested the nation revisit the 14th Amendment, or part of it anyway, the part that guarantees U.S. citizenship to any person born in the territory of the United States. The controversy here is that some people are concerned that immigrants may be coming to the U.S. either on legal tourist visas or illegally over the border, having children here, and then becoming tied to the U.S. in ways that citizens who are already here don't like. Why? Because their children wind up being U.S. citizens. Well, I caught up with one person who's going to be at the center of the immigration debate. That's Arizona Senator John McCain. McCain is a strong advocate for more border security and at one time was a chief advocate for bipartisan, broad, comprehensive immigration reform. Now, McCain is one of those senators who's in a tough re-election fight. He's got a primary challenge in Arizona coming up. And lately, he has taken a decidedly conservative view of the immigration fight. Some other reporters and myself caught up with McCain off the Senate floor to ask him what he thinks about the prospect of the Senate holding hearings on repealing part of the 14th Amendment.
If there are people that want to change the amendment, we should have hearings on the whole issue. That's what congressional hearings are for. And the amending the Constitution is a very long and arduous, intentionally long and arduous process.
Is there any other standard of citizenship besides being born here?
That's why you have hearings. The issue just came up, and if senators want to have hearings on it, we should have hearings on it. But I don't. That's all.
My understanding is there's never been a hearing on it since, like, the
1800s. That's right. That's right. If senators are very concerned about the issue, we should have hearings on it.
Are you concerned about the issue?
Oh, I think it's come up a lot. A number of my constituents are concerned about it. They bring it up in the town hall meetings. Yeah.
There are lots of ideas for constitutional amendments that never get hearings. People don't consider them legitimate. Why is this one?
I was just saying, whenever in the legislative process that we go through here, if enough senators want to have a hearing on something, they usually have a hearing.
But
generally speaking, the custom that we have.
If I wanted to come up with an amendment to repeal the Second Amendment, it would never get a hearing. You know, because it would be laughed at.
If there was a whole lot of people that wanted a hearing on it, I'm sure there'd be a hearing, no matter what amendment it is. No matter what part of the Constitution it is. People want to have a hearing, they have hearings. That's the way the Senate works.
So you got to
hang around and you can see how it works.
Oh, I've been around as long as you have. I'm going 14 years.
That's not enough. You haven't learned anything. Anyway, go ahead.
We shouldn't interpret any lending of legitimacy to this idea necessarily, because it seems like the idea was called for, and then people sort of backed away from it and said, well, just a hearing. A hearing's nothing. It's just a hearing. But a hearing has legitimacy.
If they want the hearings, we should have it. There is concern raised in town hall meetings in Arizona those concerns are raised to me. I mean, it's just a fact. Come to the town hall meeting with me. People raise the concern.
Concerns that people come over the border to have
yes.
children, in other words.
Yes. Yeah.